It's 2021. There are self-driving cars, plant burgers, and tourists in space. The least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Some of the players that had Bob Dole in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Craig's Hard Count, Craig's Heroin Port. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you mentioned those.
You must have hit the heroin port during the break.
Craig's Holy Beach, Craig's La Lawyers.
Oh, how I got that one, man.
Craig's News Team gets a hit. Craig's Peanut Gallery.
All right. How many P's are in that one? You nail that every time?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And does he spell it with dashes?
1, 2, 3, 4 peanuts.
All right.
Or peas and peanut.
Peanut Gallery. You got it. I think you nailed it.
Craig's Redhead Nurse gets a hit.
Yeah.
She can have all the hits she wants.
Yeah.
let's see. Ooh, no. No. No.
Can't say any of those. Are that harsh?
Going alphabetical,
I just don't
anymore?
Feel, yeah, some of them I don't feel like it. Yeah, there's just.
That's a problem with 961.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
There's some harsh ones.
Probably
in there.
Can't say it.
Crocodile Utah gets a hit, as does the cryogenic Crypt Keepers and the crotchless gorilla suit. Cuck Goose with Todd.
Now, Daddy, oh, I shouldn't do the kid there. I'm sorry.
That was the wrong one there.
That was wrong.
The kid's going to need some help.
Stupid son of a bitch.
I love that one.
I was there.
And he's simply a voyeur.
Yeah.
Cucker Tarlson gets a hit.
That's awesome.
And come on, Steve.
Come on, Steve. I like that. Yeah. That's a good name. Big Def Leppard fans there. Come on, Steve.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on, Steve.
That's it. We're going to go with that.
No, it would be. Yeah.
That's my guess.
That's the song. Come on, Steve. And.
What happens when a body lies in state? Like, is he going to be there? Is he there overnight?
Well.
Oh, yeah. Couple days usually, isn't it?
Yeah, the casket is closed too.
Thursday.
In state. Yeah.
So they have somebody just on guard around the clock?
Yeah.
Hang on there.
Yeah, they've got Marines, is it, or somebody who stands guard there in the rotunda?
Oh! Come on, Steve, is not spelled that way.
It does have different meaning.
So perhaps when one says, come on, Steve,
you did that on purpose.
Exactly.
You did it like the song, Craig.
Like
that was brilliant.
That way you could
say it.
Right.
I don't think he wrote it that way.
They spelled Steve differently.
Steve with an H.
Yeah, that's even better written down. That's good. Good job, bud.
Yeah.
But Craig had you there. That'd be a famous line in a song. Come on, Steve.
Yeah, I thought they were just ready for Steve to go. Sounds like they were.
Good, clever Deadpool.
So when one lies in state, he's at a specific place?
It's the capital.
It's the capital.
In repose?
It's the capital.
What does
it's
it mean
capital.
When you're in repose?
Dead. Yeah, you're dead.
I think in state, it's generally at a government building.
At a facility.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very rare for a guy that, I mean, they did it with McCain, obviously, and did with the, decent Republicans. That ship has sailed.
It's a good thing they don't do that for other government facilities.
I know.
Like you walk into the DMV.
A guy that worked there for 20 years.
The supervisors.
Guy that worked
lying in repose.
Hated that bastard.
Yeah.
That's Jim.
Actually, I think
he worked here
should.
A long time.
Yeah. That would make the DMV a little more interesting. Yeah.
And worse.
There's a Marine in there.
And worse. There's a Marine in there in the corner of the DMV. Yeah. Somebody's laying there dead. A
couple of dead judges at the courthouse. Let everybody lie in state.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but at the DMV.
Every building.
Yeah. At the DMV, though, I mean, you already got to be there for hours on end. You don't want to be standing next to a dead guy.
Do you want to hear a creepy story? This my parents told me this years ago. My mom was a little girl. A kid died on their street. And this was a thing they did back in the day too. I didn't ever heard this, so So if the kid, if my mom was probably, it's probably in the 40s, early 40s. A kid died on the street of some sort of, you know, disease probably because, you know, vaccines weren't as prevalent. And they put the kid in the casket and the kid sat in the window of the house.
What?
So, oh, so, hell
so,
no.
So neighbors could walk by and just say goodbye.
And honk?
Nope.
At night too?
It was there. It was there for a day or two.
Right next to the leg lamp?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that type of house, exactly.
Yeah.
An old fashioned, yeah.
Yeah. In the house.
In the house. Yep.
I'm not sleeping in that house while that's going on.
It was just a tradition.
I know.
People did it, you know. People did it. I mean, if it would have been an adult, but she remembers it mainly because it was one of her, she knew this girl.
Yeah, that might have been a Pennsylvania tradition.
It might have been. Might have been.
That's so strange.
Also
so
the 40s. It wasn't a tradition when I was a kid.
So they went to the funeral home and they're like, all right, well, drop him off between two and three.
They did it at the house. At the house. The house the kid was born in. Like your house.
But yeah, but did they embalm him and stuff, or was it just in the casket?
I'm sure they embalmed him. I don't know about that detail, but it was in a casket.
They just picked him up off the street.
In a casket, yeah, in the room, facing the picture window of the house.
Man.
Right. Oh, was he propped up? Like standing up?
Yeah, with a video game in his hand. Like, of course. It was 1942.
Right, like Morgan Freeman in The Unforgiven? No. Don't come in this town.
Well, that actually happened.
Steelers helmet on.
Yeah. Ain't big enough for the both of us.
That's so crazy. Think about being, if that kid had siblings, wouldn't that scar you forever? Not only did your sibling die.
I don't know,
but then
man.
You wake up in the middle of the night for a snack or something, but and they're just in the living room. And
it was just a different head, though.
Things were different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just different.
Yeah.
You didn't think of it the same
way. Right, they probably seen that before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it was I think it was something that you saw before. It wasn't like they did it and everybody was going, oh, my God, they're doing this. My mom just remembered this happening.
Yeah, it was just a thing.
Right. So the rest of the community was not shocked.
No, not at all.
No.
Just something they did.
Common.
You think it helped make people more comfortable with death?
Probably. I think we've become less comfortable with it over the years.
It's so, remove. If it's actually in your house
in your house,
that's
right. All right.
And the loss is usually in your house, but if the body's in there, too,
that's one of those things that it's okay it went away.
Oh, I think so, too.
That's
of course.
That's fine. We don't need to keep doing that one.
No.
You just keep the dead body at home.
Right.
Did people do that with pets, too?
Ugh.
A cat died. Look at it in the window. Yeah.
They get them stuffed.
Well, they stuff them. Yeah. Which I always think is still weird. I don't think people do that as much as they used to, but if you stuff your pet, that's kind of weird, just sitting there in a corner looking at you.
That's not what Puss says about stuffing the pet.
Yeah, he's making a date right now. He's on the phone. Stuff that goat.
That's one of my favorite charities, Stuff the Goat.
And stuffing's not involved. It sounds innocent until you show up at the actual event. Oh, my God, they're actually stuffing goats. He flipped this off and hung the phone up. What was the phone call about?
Apparently, back in the day, they used to build houses with what they called a coffin window.
Yeah. Thank you. I told you. You guys think I make this crap up, man.
I believed you.
Thank you. Todd was calling me out.
Well,
that's
not
a Pennsylvania thing.
Not only for...
it might have been an East Coast thing, Todd, because for years, that's where the history of the United States started.
It might have been a 1940s thing.
Or it might have been the 1800s to the 40s.
Not only for displaying, but also for moving in and out. It was big enough to...
Oh, I never thought of it that way. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, they could.
So the big picture window is a coffin window, basically, in those older houses.
Yep.
I thought it was so people could see outside.
Yeah.
It got changed into a breakfast nook.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we call
that's a lot different than
they had a kid sitting
transfer
there.
Your dead bodies through this.
Grandpa has your breakfast extra couple of days. He's your breakfast with you. Right.
Let's call it a bay window instead of a coffin window.
It sells more houses.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easier to sell.
Right.
Wonder if there were kids like that's back in the day where you just go knock.
Can you imagine
knock on your neighbor's door to see if they could play and can they play? Like God,
oh no, he got the plague.
He got a cool new box. Look at that. Oh, he's dead.
Can his brother come out and play?
He got
then?
A cool new box.
Well, it's a fort. Look at that fort he's got.
The forever fort.
That's what makes stories even more horrible. I mean, I understand walking past a casket and there's an 85-year-old woman laying in there. I mean, that's creepy enough. But this was a kid their age, thought, yeah. But, infant mortality with kids is, a little higher than two, for that matter.
Yeah, it was a bit
because,
more common.
Before some of the vaccines kicked in.
The mumps didn't doesn't take anybody out anymore.
Polio.
Man, that had to be awful for the family. Do you? There's no way you would want to go to work.
They should bring back coffin window. Because even newer houses sometimes have bigger windows in front. And just call it the coffin window.
Well, and I don't know if this actually happens, but last year I binged The Wire.
Yeah.
And in that show, you know, it's cops in Baltimore.
Yeah, right.
And when one cop dies, they have kind of like a modified Irish wake or something.
Okay.
They bring the cop's body to the bar.
I believe that.
On the pool table. Yeah.
On the pool table.
And everybody just, you know, drinks parties and parties and drops off. But the dead body laying right there on the pool table.
Not in a coffin.
Nope.
Like just a towel.
How do they drag him in? In a bag?
They didn't address that. But
was it one scene?
It happened a couple times in the series.
Irish cops.
Yeah.
And that series took place real time, the 2000s, basically.
Yeah, in early 2000s in Baltimore, yeah.
One guy on each side, Bernie's in the middle, and they throw him on the pool table.
Yeah, in the scenes, he's already laying there, and they're just celebrating the dead guy, but he's laying there on the pool table.
Yeah.
15th off the elbow in the corner pocket.
Yeah.
A little English on it.
I'm picturing somebody showed up to the bar specifically to play pool.
Man.
I don't know, there's somebody decomposing on the pool table. Then you put your quarter down because you're up. You got next.
Most bars are bad if you, like, you know, set a drink in the pocket.
I know. That'd be Nick's next gig. He's just some bar in Iowa doing some comedy, and there's a wake there. There's a dead guy on the pool table. You got to go on down, Nick. Oh, man. Crowd's kind of bummed out.
You're not going to interrupt the show.
You think there'd be regulations against that?
You're broken wings in the next room. There's a dead guy on a pool table.
Things that
that's a party.
Yeah. Oh, an old school bar in a city like that, who's going to bust these people?
It's a bunch of cops.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'm surprised we didn't see that, with the fireman situation when we all used to watch Rescue Me.
Right.
You know.
But I mean, regular people, I don't think you could get away with that, could you?
No, you can't
just take the body wherever you feel like.
I mean, the cops might come in and say, come on, you can't. If people, locals know each other, come on, you got to get them out of here.
You couldn't weekend at Bernie's your pal into the bar for one last drink.
Right.
When we talk about McDonald's combo meals, we talk about savory meat, golden fries, and your favorite drink. Now, the combo meals just got crispy, juicy, and tender with the new crispy chicken sandwich combo, and you have to try it.
Get a classic or spicy crispy chicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium soft drink like Sprite for only $6. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Boy, this is not good news, and it's news to me. Getting high might be bad for sleep.
Is it because you wake up? Because I know you guys say it's different. I can argue how you guys sleep on weed, but this is scientific studies.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not going to argue with science.
Yeah,
because there's any number of things that I ingest that could disrupt my sleep.
Exactly.
I know people that will take it to help them sleep.
Well, does it help them? You mean to fall asleep and stay asleep are two different things.
Yeah, I think to fall asleep.
Yeah, alcohol makes you fall asleep and then you wake up.
Right, but it's fitful sleep.
Right.
Yeah. It's not good sleep.
So I'm not going to argue with science either. Craig sounds like you're going to argue with science.
I'm not arguing with anything. I'm just, thinking about the workarounds that people will do. You know, you say it's tough to stay asleep if you've been drinking too much.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah, some people would say, well, if you drink too much, then just take a good load of edibles
on top of
and you'll sleep right through that.
Right.
No, that's what I've heard, but I wouldn't do that myself.
Sweet dreams.
I'd be a good test case because I spend most of my evenings smoking weed, drinking, and eating. Pretty
edibles?
Much eating nonstop. Not necessarily edibles, but
well,
smoking.
Well, that's the thing to do.
Most of my eating.
Is what I hear is a pretty high dose of edibles to go along with your drinking too much to help you sleep through the night.
But our lives, we suck. We can't really relate to this during the week at all. Our sleep patterns are messed up.
No. New study out in the journal BMJ shows that adults who smoked the marijuana at least 20 times in the last month were more likely to both sleep less than 6 hours a night and more than 9 hours a night. I'm a little bit confused on this whole thing, but that's not the point.
There's no middle ground.
One or the other. It's feast or famine, huh?
Yeah, too much sleep or too little sleep is associated with a higher risk of heart attack or stroke. They say that adults who used weed 20 or more days during the last month were 64%.
That's all you three guys.
More likely to sleep less than 6 hours and 76% more likely to sleep longer than 9 hours a night. Keep in mind, I do not understand these numbers.
I don't get them either.
I could kind of see it. It's like there's no like responsible amount of sleep
it's
there.
It's just one or the other, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You're either up late partying or you're late, so partied out that you just sleep.
Oh, I could easily do 9 hours on the weekend.
I don't know how anybody does. Yeah. 9 hours as an
Never.
Adult.
I
as
couldn't
an adult,
do that.
No
I
way.
Can. No,
no
I can
way.
Do. I can do about nine. That's about the limit.
Oh, my God.
I can do 8.5, 9.
I'm with you, Craig. I can't see anywhere near 9 hours.
Well, not
hours.
In a row.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I can look and say, it's 6 o'clock. Okay, I don't have to go to work today. And back to sleep for another hour or two.
Yeah. So you guys couldn't go to sleep at midnight and wake up at 9?
I don't know. If I'm not out and about, I ain't up till midnight.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah,
Staying up to midnight's the harder
part. By the
way,
I'm glad we're older than you, Nick, and that is a fact. As you get older, you need less sleep, and thank God.
Is that a fact?
Yes. People sleep less. You can't sleep 8, 9 hours. I can't sleep 9, 10 hours.
But do you necessarily need less sleep?
I've always heard that.
Yeah, I've always heard that too, but I've always heard a lot of crap. Yeah.
I've always felt like I would need more sleep as I get older because I'm tired and I've done more things. Yep. Just adds up.
No. Have you?
Come on. Nobody sleeps more than teenagers.
No.
We all slept 10 hours as teenagers if we had a chance. You don't do it anymore.
12 sometimes.
Unless you're sick. You know, unless something's wrong with you.
Both short sleep and long sleep associated with an increased risk of heart attack and stroke and the long-term progression of atherosclerosis, diabetes, coronary artery disease, and many of the other cardiovascular diseases.
Don't bum us out, Craig.
Does it say anything about the weed nap?
Yeah. No, it doesn't mention that.
You just call it the nap, right?
They do say that the problem with the study is that they can't really say that it's causal, meaning that they can't know for sure whether it's just individuals who are having difficulty sleeping, and that's why they use cannabis or the cannabis caused it.
I don't know. It's chicken or egg thing, huh?
Okay, they're not sure.
All right.
Everything I'm reading here says...
That is always the question after you smoke, like, is this because I'm high? Right. Like, probably.
That's a myth. Contrary to popular opinion, older people don't need less sleep.
We get less sleep, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Yeah. I don't want to sleep 9, 10 hours. I really
now,
don't.
There is this, Nick, on the people that you addressed earlier. When people stop using cannabis after a period of regular use, the withdrawal effects from weed can cause sleep disruptions. That leads people to believe the cannabis was, in fact, helping sleep in the first place, while what they are actually experiencing are withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah, you're getting right. Same with drinking.
How about having an orgasm? That puts you to sleep.
I'll take two.
Yeah.